Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi daf Nun Beis, and we are into the Inuyim on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph in the Oz V'Hadars, and we discussed Achila, Shtiyah, Sicha, Rechitza, and we're in the middle of Tashvash Hamita discussions. The Gemara asked at the end of the last year, why do you need a separate limud for Tashvash Hamita? Rechitza is also. Once Rechitza is also, you know Tashvash Hamita is also because Takanas Ezra. And as I already said, that, you know, every time there is Tashvash Hamita, one has to go to the mikvah. So you don't have to say Rechitza, because once, you don't have to say Tashvash Hamita, because once Rechitza is usher, then you're not going to be able to daven on Yom Kippur. So Tashvash Hamita is obvious. So the Gemara answers, either it's in a place, Malkam She'ein Tovlin, in a place where, Ein Tovlin, which sounds like a time when the Takana of Ezra did not take hold, which is one of the answers given. The Rabbeinu Yonah and other Rishonim ask on that Gemara in Maseches Brachos, you know, if Ezra HaSofer made a Takana, how could later generations be Mevatel it? Were they not greater B'chachmu V'minyan? Rabbeinu Yonah has three or four suggestions that, and the most popular one is that it would never was Nispashet B'chol Yisrael. Any Xera, any Din that wasn't accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, then Memela, it's Batam Memela, like Pas Akum, according to many Rishonim. Bali Tosfos also Masech Levodah Zara. Pas is different than Bishol and Gvina and the other ones, which, and Chalav, which are Dinim. Pas is a Chumrah because it was never accepted by all. So again, the Gemara answers either Makam Jain Tovlin or before Ezra made the Takana. So now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yosef b'Shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Ein Keri Ela Mitashvash Hamita. Going back to the Takana of Ezra, the only time Ezra made a Takana that a Bal Keri has to go to the mikvah is when there was Tashvash Hamita, when he was with his wife. If it was just as the Gemara says elsewhere, and the Mefarshim explains, La Onso, it involuntarily came out. He had an emission, so then there's no Takana there. It wasn't a din of the Zera coming out, it's just a din of the behavior. And that's why Ezra with the Takana, Shlo, Yu Eitzel Mishasem Katana Golem, is the language of the Gemara, that we should be a limit on that area of life. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, Aver Katan Yish Ba'adam, Masbio Ra'ev Marivo Saveya. Right, and that's the, one has to keep, you know, a Kedoshim Tiyu type of idea in terms of some limitations. That was Ezra's kavana. So therefore, even if there's carried only from Tashvash Hamita, or if Huna Amar Afilu Ra Asmo Neos P'toch Halom, even if one is not actually involved, but if somebody has a dream about it, but he's involved in that type of behavior, that also would be enough to be, and he has a re'iyah while he's sleeping, so that also would be enough for the takana. Habibon meimar b'van me'isha, but only if it's the dream is he's with a woman, he's with his wife, you know, not some other type of reason, some other type of vision. Any type of vision, the Karban Eda says, even v'lo machmas isha, whatever it might be, that would require tevila if there was a re'iyah that came out. Says the Gemara. One second. So what did Rabbi Shimon ben Levi say? Keri is only mitashvash hamita, but v'hatanina. But didn't we learn in our Mishnah Yom Kippur maser b'achila b'shtiyah rechitza Yom Kippur all the inuyim eating drinking rechitza washing u'besicho b'dilas asada mitashvash hamita. So we know tashvash hamita is one of the five or six inuyim, however you number it. V'tani Allah, and we learned a brisa related bali kriyin tovlin kedarkan b'tzinah b'yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, Bizman Hazeh, I mean, not Bizman Hazeh, but then Bizman Hazeh, so a Bali Keri could go to the mikvah. Bitsina on Yom Kippur, because that's not a tevila that was for pleasure, right? That was a plea, like we said last time, if somebody gets wet going to see his Rebbe, that's okay. And if somebody gets dirty and they want to wash their hands or body, that's okay. So it's not a tevila shel tainug. So here too, it's not a tevila shel tainug, therefore it can be done. But one second. So what is the Gemara saying? You can have a tefillah on Yom Kippur. But if you say that the only reason that you have a tefillah is because of Bal Keri, so what? They were together on Yom Kippur? But that's Aser. Let's have the plea of Reb Shimon Levi. Doesn't this argue on Reb Shimon Levi? Reb Shimon Levi, Amar, Ein Keri, Elei Mitashvash Hamita. Reb Shimon Levi says it's not just Stam an emission that comes involuntarily. It's only if one was with their wife. And it says here that you're allowed on Yom Kippur. What? So he was with his wife on Yom Kippur? How is that possible? Rabbi Shimon Levi, one of the greatest rabbis of the Gemara, right? He stole the knife of the of the Malach HaMaves and Ksubas Ayin Zayin, and he's an amazing story. He's one of the greatest. No, I mean, of course he didn't go to the, wasn't with his wife on Yom Kippur. It means before, the night before Yom Kippur, he was with his wife. And Erev Yom Kippur got so busy, he was with Shilas all day. He was eating, right, fulfilling that mitzvah. He was busy, so he never went to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. So that's what it's taught when it says that you could go to the mikvah, bitzin on Yom Kippur. It means someone who was with their wife beforehand. And then he forgot, says the Gemara, Vatani Meiser, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Shero Oso Tovel, Bitsin Rabbi Yom HaKippurim. They actually saw Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. The case of Shimon Levi was just going on his Shita. But here they saw Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta going to the Mikvah on Yom Kippur. Islacha Meimer Boso Aguf HaKadosh B'Shocheach. What, he forgot? Come on, they want to forget about going to the Mikvah on Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur. So it's difficult to suggest that. So even though we leave it as a question. I mean, how could Rabbi Shimon Levi say that the Tekanis Ezra was only for a case of Tashmash Amita, not just an involuntary Re'ia? How could that be if it also says that you can go to the Mikvah on Yom Kippur, but we don't think that they forgot, so it had to be from an event of Yom Kippur itself, and that's not allowed. So we leave it as a Tzorach Yin to say maybe meaning, what would be the other sheet? The other sheet is that maybe the Kohanet Ezra is for any type of Re'iyah, even not just for Tashma Shemitah, and then that could come in voluntarily, even on Yom Kippur, and then maybe that's why the Brisa would say that he could go to the Mikvah even on Yom Kippur. Shichacha, right, we say that it can't be that he forgot. It can't be that he forgot. In various contexts of Halacha, we discuss whether forgetting is called negligence, is forgetting called mazid. Let's say somebody's planning to daven mincha, and then they forget. Right? They push it off, and then they forget. So we usually say that's called forgetting. You daven two myers. Because forgetting is not called pshia. Or not called mazid. If somebody, the mazid doesn't daven, then they can't make it up. There's no tashlumen. It's only for a shogeg. So we assume shichacha is shogeg. We mentioned also, in the past, Rav Chaim Knievsky catalogs all the things in Shas that are, and midrashim, that are good for shechacha, meaning good for memory, and not good for memory, and causes one to forget. Save for zikaron, right? He has a little pamphlet, kuntras, related to that. There is a comment of the Brisker Rav, the Griz, in Parshas Voeschanan, where he talks about the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which on the surface is a pretty scary Mishnah. The Mishnah says, based on the pasuk of maybe you'll forget some of your learning. And the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Ze azhara al shocher davar mi mishnaso." The Mishnah says, if somebody forgets some of their learning, how is a mischayev menavsho? Whoa, right? That it's terrible to forget one's learning. So how are we supposed to understand that? We all forget, right? So how is it? How are we supposed to continue and live? So he quotes from Reb Chaim Ivelazhin. The forgetting that's mentioned in that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, HaShocher Tavrech V'Mishaso, is not nowadays. It's at a time when Torah Shebal Peh was passed down, Torah Shebal Peh, so if I forgot something, it was gone forever. Right? It was lost from the Mesorah. Zeo Koyal HaRishonim, Shalomdu Bal Peh, Vabir Bazeh, explains the Griz, De Iker Azhara Zu Al Torah Shebal Peh, She Nikreis Mishnah, and he quotes, a couple of sources, because it says, HaShech Tavarechad Mi Mishnaso. Mishnah is Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Hei, Torah Zu Mikra, Vaha Mitzvah Zu Mishnah, the Rambam Saktam, he quotes a couple of other sources of Torah, Mishnah being Torah Shebal Peh. V'Yalahu Ditznan, Imshacha Tavarechad Mi HaKabbalah Hanim Seres Lo Anerizim Mitzchai Ben Afsho. V'Zeo Tran Mi Mishnaso, Avala Acher Shekvar Nechtem HaTalmud, V'nifzaka Kabbalah Shal Torah Shebal Peh Ish Bi Piyish. But once the Gemara was sealed, and we have Chasimas HaTalmud, Shuv Ein Zeh Bechal Shochech Tavarechad Mi Mishnaso. That's not called Shochech Mi Mishnaso. That's forgetting your learning, but not Mishnah. De Iker Asara Zu Hi Ala Mishnah HaMesura Bal Peh Shalo Tishkach. Right? That's the din. Right? And this is one of the sources that teach us that the Chasimas HaGemara was an important stage of the Halachic Mesorah. Wasn't just another year, it was a stage. Just like the Ksivas HaMishnah was a stage, the Chasimas HaGemara was a stage. The Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Chafei, you can't argue on the Gemara. Right? If a posek goes through the sugya and he sees Beraya's Bruros. The halacha is not like the earlier generations. Let's say an Achron wants to argue on a Rishon. A later Achron wants to argue on an earlier Achron. So it might not be a great idea, but if somebody feels that way, if the Gra feels that way, that he wants to argue on the Rishonim, technically he can. Right? But why? Because the Rama's Lashon, Me'achar Shlo Niskar B'Gemara. You can't argue on the Gemara. Right? That can't be. Right? That's not, because that's, that was the, an important stage of the Halachic Masorah. And, you can't argue. Even the Gra can't argue. Right? And the Gra quotes on that Rama, the source for that line that you can't argue on the Gemara is a Gemara at the end of Messiah. Ravina Varavashi Sof Hora'a. That's a line in Agadata at the end of Messiah, but not so much towards the end. But that's taken to mean, there are Gra quotes that to explain that Rama, that the Gemara is an important stage, and that's what's mentioned by the Griz in terms of Shechacha. Okay, there's a lot more about regarding that, but we'll continue. Hamelech. So the king, the Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak, that a king is allowed to wash his face on Yom Kippur. Al Shei Melech B'Yafyo Techazena Inecha. Because the Pasuk says, in Yeshayo, that the king should always be beautiful. Well, she's beautiful. That's what the Gemara says in Titus. If you remember, the king gets a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol gets a haircut once a week because of the Mishmaros, Mischalfos, and you have to make a good impression. But the king every day gets a little touch-up. Right? So here too, a melech b'yafyo yechzed inecha. So it's not because of the king so much. That's also not a rechitza shel tainug. We said that's any rechitza she'ina shel tainug is mutter. So that's not a rechitza shel tainug. That's why it is allowed. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes that it's for us. It's for us, not for the king, right? For us to keep the mora of the king on in our minds, and that's why it is allowed. That is me. But Klal Gadol says the Aruch HaShulchan, Tav Reishit Gimel. But Klal Gadol hu b'yam kippurim, the kol rechitza she'ina l'tainug mutter. V'lachin shaninu b'mishnah hamelach v'kal yerchusu os b'neim melach mishum melach b'yafi tachzanei necha ve'ein ze l'ta'anugo. Right, it's not for his benefit. It's not for his pleasure. Right, it's for Klal Yisrael's pleasure. And v'hakala mishum eva mipnei eva. The kala also, a woman who just got married, we want to keep the, we don't want her to be mizgana al baila, and therefore we say that she can wash. Again, if you say, if you remember, if you say that the whole Isser of Rechitza and Sicha and all of those are in Isser Durabanan, then this is much easier to explain. Because Heimamru Vehemamru, it was only Durabanan, so we allow it. The Ran, on the first daf in Yuma, he works hard to explain what about according to the Rambam. The Rambam who says the Isser Rechitza is Daraisa, so Daraisa, these are going to be allowances. So you'll have to say, maybe Daraisa only Rechitza Shaltainu Gizasar. Right? Not Rechitza Yenta. But how do you know that? How do you know that only Rechitza, the Torah says Inuyim. So if Rechitz is an Inui, how do you know it's only Rechitz Shal Tainug? That's where the Ran quotes, Masra HaKasov L'Chachamim. The principle that comes up only one or two places in Shas, but the Rishonim expand and quote that principle of the Rabbanan are giving the power in certain contexts to create the contours of the Halacha, expanding or limiting in terms of this Halacha. It's quoted here by the Ran, and it's also quoted by the Rishonim about the Hadar, and it's quoted in the Gemara about Issa Malach and Chol HaMoed. But this is the heter of Melech and Kala. V'achaya tinol zasando de Reb Eliezer, and the Chaya, the woman who just had a baby, could wear shoes if she needs. That's what the Reb Eliezer holds. Havin and Sovereign Memer al Sofa. We thought, there were those that thought that Reb Eliezer is only going on the last line of the Mishnah. And the Chachamim Aser. Maybe the Machlokas is only about a Yoledes. Reb Eliezer says a woman can wear, the Yoledes can wear shoes, and the Chacham say no. But then we say, no, Ashkach Tani Al Kolhom. We found the Brisa that says, Reb Eliezer is going on all of them. All the Heterim of the Melech and the Chaya and the Kala, that's all Reb Eliezer, and the Chacham Aser on all of them. So that's different ways of reading the Mishnah. Okay, next Mishnah. Ha'ochel b'yom ha'kipurim k'ksovas ha'gasa. If somebody eats on Yom Kippur, the size of a large date, Kamoa ukigaranisa, like it and its pit, right? The size of it and its pit, that is the shear. That is the shear on Yom Kippur. So we know it's different than all other isurim in halacha. Usually the shear is kizayis. That's halacha Moshe Misinai. Kizayis is the shear for every isur achila. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, because the Torah does not say an isur of eating, the Torah says you shall afflict yourself. So we assume that as long as you haven't eaten a date, a big date, you're still in a state of affliction. Even if you ate a kezias is smaller. So even if I ate a kezias, I'm still in a state of affliction. That's what's called eating b'shi'urin, right? We have that concept on Yom Kippur, because the Yom Kippur is the shear is a kosevis. So if I eat less than a shear, so it's not as intense an aveira. Again, one has to be very careful about this also. Many times, you'll buy Yom Kippur, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna eat b'shi'urin or shear. Shi'urin is still an issa d'oraisa. One has to be careful about that. It's just not it's what's called chatzi shir. So one doesn't get an onesh, but it's still an issa d'oraisa. So it has to be starting with, once somebody's life is in danger, that's when they're allowed to eat. So if somebody's life is in danger, so then, okay, is pachos b'kashir enough for them? That's how it has to be looked at. Can't just start with, pachos b'kashir. It has to start with, they have to eat. So once they have to eat, so can we suffice it with pachos b'kashir? One has to be, again, if it's a maker, then that's halacha, that's halacha. That's what they would do in certain cases. One has to remember that it's still daraisa. So if somebody eats the ksovas agasa with it and with its pit. Or what about drinking? Drinking a cheekful. As we'll see, those are the shiurim for eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. All food combined for the size of koseves to violate for Yom Kippur. And all drinks are mitzarif to mali lugmav. But eating and drinking are not mitzarif. So if somebody has the heter of eating b'shi'urin, so then eating and drinking are both separately allowed. Meaning if drinking could just get them through it, then fine. But if not, they could eat and drink because they're not mitzarif to each other, eating and drinking. But of course, as we said on this Mishnah, on the previous Mishnah, in the Bavli, we have the sugya of chatzi shir. Chatzi shir. It was asur min ha-Torah, even though it is no onesh. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and that is what we paskin, chatzi shir asur mida oraisa. There is a question, are all a lumdish question with many nafkaminas, how we look at chatzi shir. We mentioned this recently. Whether chatzi shir is what we call klali uprati, right? Is there chatzi shir klali? That it doesn't matter if I'm eating chatzi shir of an aveira, chatzi shir of chelev, chatzi shir of nevela, chatzi shir of pigol, chatzi shir of everything. It's all chatzi shir. It all combines to, to my scorecard in Shemayim of chatzi shir. Is that how we look at it? Or is there a difference? Is it better to eat a chatzi shir of nevela, because it's only a lav, than chatzi shir of chelev, which is kares? Right? Do we say chatzi shir mimics and is part of the iser itself? Right? Do we say that or not? Right? So that's called prati, chatzi shir of each and every aveira. But the first rush in Maseches Shabbos discusses this, because the first Mishnah in Shabbos discusses Akira and Hanacha and the Balabayas and the Ani. Remember, somebody does an Akira and a Hanacha, and the first rush discusses, the Gemara says, okay, if I just stand there, let's say I do neither Akira nor a Hanacha, it's mutter, right? So let's say I act like a statue. I just hold something in my Rishus and I stand there. And then somebody reaches in from Rishus HaRabim, takes my thing and goes back into the street. So the person outside did the Akira and the Hanacha, and I did nothing. I just did a Maisa Ba'alma. I just stood there. So the Mishnah says that's mutter. If you do an Akira and Hanacha, that's Chayef. That's the Malacha Votzah. If I did one or the other, an Akira and Hanacha, that's an Issa Drabanan. Issa Drabanan. I did Akira, I didn't do a full Otzah. And if I just stood there, so then that's nothing. That's mutter. So the Rosh discusses, what about Lifnei Iver? What about Lifnei Iver? Right? Isn't that, so the Rosh said, you might have asked this question about Chatzi Shir also, but Lifnei Iver. So the Rosh says, again, this is parallel to the Chatzi Shir discussion. You're right. Mitzad Hilchus Shabbos, it's mutter. Mitzad Lifnei Iver, of course it's Aser. I mean, that Rosh highlights this idea of Klali Prati. It's Aser, but we're talking about Hilchus Shabbos here. We're not talking about Hilchus Lifnei Iver, which means regarding Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Iver is a Din Klali. That's why it's not mentioned here. So again, the Chatzi Shir also. Chatzi Shir is also mentioned B'davka in that context. Why don't we say that's Chatzi Shir? But we say that's Chatzi Malacha, not Chatzi Shir. But there is a nice reflection of the idea of Klali and Prati. So it's discussed by Chatzi Shir, it's discussed by Lifnei Iver, it's discussed by the Mitzvah of Chinuch. The Mitzvah of Chinuch, also Klali Prati, is the Mitzvah of Chinuch, when I'm b'chanech my child to shake Dal and Minim. Is that Dal and Minim? Or is that a general Mitzvah of Chinuch? But not specifically related. A big nafkamina might be does my, the Ritva in Sukkah Da Beis, do I have to buy my child a kosher dalan minim? Can I give them a fake? Give them a fake just to get them, ready and prepared. So again, if it's a din klali, so then maybe you'll say that you don't have to give them a kosher one. It's just a din klali of chinuch. Is that really the mitzvah? So therefore you can get them whatever they want. Get them a lemon. But if it's a din prati, it's part and a parcel of every single mitzvah, so then maybe it has to be, subject to all of the conditions that that mitzvah, is subject to. Okay. Ram Reb Yossi. Zosomeris. Right, the Mishnah says if you eat the date and its pit, it must be there is a little airspace between the pit and the flesh of the date. So it must be, says the Rabbi Yosef, that part is not, you have to crush up the date to mush it so there's no airspace. Dalkein, because if not, Nisni, the Gemara should have said, the Mishnah should have said, Kamoa. Now we skip a word. Ukechalala. And like its space. It didn't say and like its airspace, so it must be don't count the airspace. So even though it says the size of a date, it's a little smaller. Because, you don't, count the airspace. Tani, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Kikosev is Nimrus. Like a Nimrus date, that's the size of the date. Tani, there's a brisa that says, it adds in one letter. Add in one letter. Kimali Lugmav. So our Mishnah says Mali Lugmav, cheekful. So the brisa says like a cheekful. So, ma'u palik, is there a machlokas here? We'd rather not say that. Gemara says no. Male lugmav shehu nitan lo lugma achas. No, if I'm looking at somebody from the side and they have their cheek full, or they act like they have their cheek full, so it kind of looks like I would think that, oh, maybe they have their both cheeks full. If I look at it from the side. So, that's what the brisa means, as if, kim male lugmav, but it really only means one cheek full. One cheekful, but it doesn't mean two cheekfuls. But if you look on the side, it looks like it's two cheekfuls. That's the how you do it. Says the carbon eta. The basiza nami inu ella mali lugma mamish ella kadeshi salkena letzad echad the yira kum mali lugmav. If you look at the side, and it looks like mali lugmav. Good. Tani misham beishamai. Skip two words. Beravias. Beishamai says the shear for liquids on Yom Kippur is a ravias, and at this point we think a ravias. Maybe that's more than mali lugmav. So Rabbi Chiya bar Ada boy kumi Rabbi Mana. If this is true that Beis Shammai holds revius and Beis Hillel says mali lugmav, so that's a chumra of Beis Hillel, right? Because a cheekful is smaller than a revius. So v'lama lo taninta mikol Beis Shammai v'chumra Beis Hillel. So why isn't this on the list of the Mishnah in Idios, where we have a whole list of the unique cases, the unusual cases of kulas of Beis Shammai and chumras of Beis Hillel? 90% of the time, it's the opposite. So the Mishnah there catalogs all the ones that are in the other direction. So why isn't this on the list? So the Gemara says no, because maybe it's not true. Maybe we're talking about the cheek full of a giant, right? Of a huge guy. So the according to Beis Hillel is giving a kula here. So this is one of the unusual contexts in halacha where the shiurim are subjective. Usually you have kezias and kebetza, and it doesn't matter. But some shiurim, I think the achronim say, this is the only one that has a different shear for eating purposes. For eating purposes. There is a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim in the 17th parak quotes that there are certain halachas, we've had some already in this Masechta, that it goes by you. The Kohen Gadol's chafina. Right? The Kohen Gadol's chafina. He sticks his hand and gets the two handfuls of the Ketores. How much does he need? Whatever it is, if he's got big hands, he's got small hands. You go by the chafina, the kmitza of the Kohen. What? Under his three fingers. Depends on the Kohen. You got a big hand, you got small hands. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hakometz es hamincha, v'hachofen es haktores, v'hashose kemolai lugmav biyom ha-kipurim. Right? U'kimazon shtei sudas la'erev, b'zor zachov alo l'shabbos. And how much food you have to set aside for an erev on Shabbos. Right? So those are the shiurim that are subjective. Right? So again, setting aside how much food, I guess that's somewhat, eating, and chafina, and kmitza, and this case of shosi mali lugmav on Yom Kippur. Next. If I have one helam, one forgetting, I forgot it was Yom Kippur, and I eat and drink in that one helam, so I'm only chayv one carbon, and a chayv alachadus achas. But if I also did malacha in that helam, then I'm chayv too, right? Because isser malacha is from a different pasuk. It's a different isser. What if I eat or drink something that is really inedible? Inedible. Shasat sir omurius, or I drink fish brine or fish sauce, which are disgusting by itself, which might be a chiddush. That's a chiddush because I use that as a dip. It's still called food, but if you drink it straight, it's enorai lachila pater, therefore there is no issa daraisa. There's still an issa drabanan. I'm not allowed to eat things that are even enorai midrabanan, but midaraisa, there's no issa. Tinokos, children, emanos am yamakipurim. Children don't have to fast. Aval mechanchanosan. But we get them ready, right? We try to give them a little chedach. Mechanchanosan. Kodem shana, kodem shtayim. 1 or 2 years before. Bishvil shi regal le mitzvahs. So that become regal le mitzvahs. The Gemara, the Chazal explained, 1 year for healthy children before, 2 years for little weaker children. But we try to be margal them be mitzvahs. As we know, the mitzvah of chinuch to be mechanich our children. Lama. So says the Gemara, lama. What's lama? Why? You only chayev one if you eat and drink. Aren't those two inuyim? Answer, shtiyah b'chal achila. No, drinking is included in eating. When the Torah says don't inuy, which we interpret to be not eat, so drinking is also related to that. The Gemara does say, ein achila b'chal shtiyah. Eating is not included in the category of drinking, but drinking is included in the category of eating. Minayin shtiyah b'chal achila. How do we know halachically that drinking is included in eating? So we're going to have many deos. We're going to go through some of them today. Number one, Rabbi Yonah Shavala Menada. You learn it from the following pasuk. Alchem Amadi Levnei Yisrael called an effigy become lotoch adam. We're not allowed to eat blood. So the Torah's lashon is eating blood. So Gemara says, Mana Kayamen. What are we talking about? In Bedam Shekarash. Are we talking about congealed blood? And that's why it's called eating. But the Gemara says, Hatani Dam Shekarash Eino Lo Chovel Mashke. The Brisa says congealed blood is not called food. And therefore, meaning, we understand this to mean now, you're not going to violate an issa daraisa for eating blood if I eat congealed blood. So you can't say that when the Torah says don't eat blood, it means congealed blood. It must be liquid blood, and the Torah still calls it eating. Elakianan kaimin kamoshu. It must be liquid blood. Vatora karasa so achila. So suggestion number one, that's how you know that drinking is included in the category of eating. Because the Torah says don't eat blood, and blood obviously is a liquid. So the Torah says, no. Maybe not. Maybe reject our assumption. Vatani him chasachelev v'gamayo. The Brisa says if somebody chelev is fat from an animal, which is usually solid, but if I liquefy it, if I dissolve the fat and swallow it, hikpes adam, or the opposite, if I congeal blood va'achlo and I eat it, and yeshbo kizayis chayiv. The opposite, no, you are chayiv for congeal blood. So maybe that's what the Torah is referring to. So there's no raya. My avale Rabbi Yonah. What about the brisa that says congealed blood is not food? No, that's for a specific halacha. Eino ochel otami tumas ochel velo mashke otami tumas mashke. For ilchus tumah v'tara, it's not called food. Because like what usually liquid can be metame and food cannot be metame until it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids. So this congealed blood doesn't do either. It cannot make something wet to be machshir because it's not a liquid in its state right now. But it's not food in order to be required to become mukhshal kabal tuma before it's metame. And the shear of being metame. So there are halachas Rabbi Yonah learns from that brisa. But bi'ikaron, the one is chayev for even eating congealed blood. So there's no raya from the pasuk. When it says eating, it could be congealed. So try number two. Chaza, Rabbi Yonah, shamalam anada. Rabbi Yonah's like, okay, let's try from here. By Meister Sheni. It says, you shall, when you take your Meister Sheni money up to Yerushalayim, you should buy whatever you want. And in the Pasuk, in the continuation of the Pasuk, it says, by Bakar Vason, Uvayayin, Uvashechar, right? I could buy wine with my Meister Sheni money. And the Hemshek of the Pasuk, V'yachalta Sham. So again, about wine, it says, eat. So, Manikayamin. In Bitoim Tam Yain Tol Tafshil, are we talking about you put a little wine in your dish? So meaning it's a tafel, halo tam yain lefkamu. Who would add wine to dishes? Doesn't that ruin it? We assume that wine is not an ingredient that would add some good flavor. So Ella, what must the Torah be talking about? Plain wine. Kianan kaimi kamoshi. Talking about plain wine, Vatara Karas so achilam. The Torah still calls it eating. So isn't that a raya? That shtiyah bechal achila? We're talking about wine. And the Torah says, you're allowed to eat wine. So Rabban et HaKeser Namri, no. Tiftar bi'ilan urzanaya v'gumnanaya. Maybe we're talking about these kinds of food, right? These kinds of, the carbonator says it's type of, kimein, mushrooms. It's a kind of food that wine does make. So we're talking about a salad. So again, no raya that the, is bechlal, achila, because it's talking about, a solid food. Talking about a solid food. One more. Rabbi Yosef, shamala minada, shvua shalo ochel. If somebody swears they're not gonna eat something. Va'achal v'shasa. I'm sorry, they're not gonna eat. And then they ate and drank. Ain't no chayav alachas. You're chayav one. So what, doesn't that alacha? So we haven't found the pasuk, so let's go to a Mishnah. Right? So it says, if I swear I'm not gonna eat and I eat and drink, I'm only chayav one. So doesn't that show that drinking is part of eating? So Gemara says, no. Amr Chavraya, Kumir Rabbi Yosi, Amr de Basra. Look at the end of that Mishnah. Shvua shalo ochav v'shalo eshte, v'ochav v'shasa chayiv shtayim. If somebody makes a shvua that they're not going to eat and not going to drink, and then they ate and drank, they're chayiv too. That shows the opposite. Right? That shows that drinking is separate from eating, doesn't it? So Amr Lon, the Gemara says, no. Amr Lon Rabbi Yosi. Ilu misha yilafan of shtei kikarim. If I have two loaves in front of me, v'amr, shvua shalo ochav kikar zeh. V'chazav v'yamr, shvua shalo ochav kikar zeh. If somebody makes specific oaths on specific objects, then obviously it's going to be two. I have two challah rolls. I say, I swear I'm not going to eat this, I swear I'm not going to eat that. Then for sure you're chayiv two. Even if I would have said, swear that I'm not going to eat challah rolls, then I'm only going to eat chayiv one. So too, says the Gemara, it could be that drinking is part of eating. But if I say, shvu I'm not going to eat, shvu I'm not going to drink, I've separated the two. So memela I'm chayiv two. But it doesn't mean that drinking is not included in eating. So it could be the Gemara at this stage saves that makar. It could be, but either way, it's going to go on to another one because maybe that one is not so, it's defended, but it's not such a foolproof raya. So therefore, maybe that's why the Gemara is going to go to another makar. Okay, Rabbi Hanani, we're going to have to start with next time of the Shem, source number 4.